This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. And it is, I am sorry to have to tell you, one of those days where you wake up, you take a look around at the American economy, and you go, what the? There was a bunch of data out this morning, and it was, as far as figuring out which way things are going, quite frankly, not that helpful at all. Retail sales were up last month, a full percent, which is great, and you'd think that would boost business confidence. But in fact, a separate survey of small business confidence was down. The big banks are doing all right. JPMorgan Chase and Wells Fargo reported tidy profits this morning, but best guesses about first quarter economic growth are honestly lousy. So as I said, what the? Here to help make some sense of it all is our New York editor, Patty Hirsch. Hey, Patty.
Hello, Kai.
All right, we are going to take this roughly in order, and we're going to move briskly along. First of all, retail sales, they're rebounding, highest in a year, however, comma.
Yeah, however, they're just not as good as people had expected. And
right.
If you look at the verbiage in some of the reports that people had today, you've got words like fairly sturdy and crept up. You know, there's a lot of sort of mitigating going on here. You know, economists reckon that all that we've seen with job gains and, you know, wealth gains, low gas prices, that, you know, we'd see a resurgence in consumer sentiment and a resurgence in consumer spending. But the fact is, we haven't seen that. We've got good car sales. But if you strip those out, in actual fact, consumer spending almost did little more than flatline. And that's a problem.
Well, what's going on here? I mean, if we're paying less at the pump, right, where's the oil and gas dividend? What are people doing with the money?
Well, we've got a dividend, but you might call this like a sudden outbreak of fiscal responsibility amongst the American people. You know, people appear to be saving this money. They actually appear to be paying down debt.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, what they're not doing is pumping it into the economy. And we know that the consumer economy is 2/3 of the economy here. So it's a big deal if people aren't spending.
Let me just get to point number two here before we run out of time. The big banks, JP Morgan's doing pretty well, Wells Fargo doing pretty well, financials doing all right.
Financials doing great, but it's not due to all of the saving. This is due to the fact that they've got these other businesses that are doing well. JP Morgan, it's trading business. Wells Fargo, it's lending business, of course, a lot of which is fee-based. So this doesn't really have anything to do with the consumer economy. It just has to do with the fact that they're running certain sector of their business pretty well right now.
I want you to make a connection for me. We talked about it on the wrap last week. Sudeep and Neela and I did. The disconnect between what is happening in the actual economy where, you know, growth is expected to be like 1% plus or minus versus the stock market.
Yeah, so people are ratcheting down their estimates for what first quarter growth might look like. But the stock market is doing really, really well.
Yeah.
And this is just a reiteration of the fact that the stock market is not the economy. The stock market is really a bet on what's going to be going on in the economy in 6 months. It's not a reflection of what's happening today. So people are very optimistic in the stock market, and that's why the bet is so good.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people are now saying, well, maybe we'll see a 5 to 10% correction in the next 6 months.
Really?
Yeah. I read it today. Deutsche Bank had a report today, and there's been a couple of other people saying, you know, stand by. It just looks too toppy right now, too much froth.
Patty Hirsch, he's our New York editor. Thanks, Patty.
Thank you, Kai.